Under a proposed bill, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office would issue $500 citations to businesses not in compliance. The state law requires strip clubs and massage parlors to post the signs. But JSO Undersheriff Pat Ivey says sex trafficking is prevalent in hotels, and police could monitor those as well. But the five council members meeting Tuesday decided against that idea for now. The required sign displays a national human trafficking hotline and urges victims to call or text it. Jacksonville Bar Association Human Rights Committee member James Poindexter says sex trafficking gets a lot of media attention, but
an equally as important side of that would be the labor trafficking issue, which deals with people who are either brought here illegally from other countries and forced into slave labor, or people here who are from the United States who are forced into similar conditions.
He wants signs posted at places like farms, but council members decided to stick with what's required under the law. City bill sponsor Tommy Hazori says down the road he hopes to expand that.
Enforcement is going to be the key for the next bill that we come up with. I call it a 2.0 that delves deeper.
The bill will be heard in committees next week. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.